Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eves, and this week we're tackling a tricky but important topic, dealing with jealous people. We're exploring what it means to be perceived as the chosen one. Let's get into it. Are you the chosen one? Are you unique? Do you stand out? We're going to unpack that. How to navigate the complex dynamics that can arise when others feel envious of your success, your talents, or your opportunities, whether it's in your personal life, at work, or within social circles. Encountering jealousy is almost inevitable, especially when you're pursuing your dreams and achieving all of your goals. This episode is about understanding the root cause of jealousy, recognizing the different ways it can manifest, and developing healthy strategies for dealing with it while staying true to your authentic self. This is about being real and raw about the uncomfortable situations jealousy can create and choosing to respond with grace, strength, and self-awareness. So let's explore that. The psychology behind jealousy. That's right. Let's figure out why the haters are such haters and discuss how to recognize the signs of envious behavior and get into practical strategies for setting boundaries, maintaining your confidence, and navigating challenging interactions with those low vibrational peoples. We'll be raw and honest about the emotional toll of dealing with jealousy, but also celebrate the importance of staying focused on your own path and not letting others' negativity derail you. So let's get into it. What is jealousy? Really, let's explore that. What is jealousy and how is that rooted? It's often rooted in feelings of insecurity, inadequacy, or fear of missing out. It's not necessarily about you personally. It's about the other person's internal struggles. That's right. That person is struggling internally, and your success brings out the jealousy and them. It triggers that. So it's not about you. It's about their own personal feelings of insecurities. And that could be regarding your achievements and your success, your career advancements, your personal accomplishments, or recognition that you receive. Anything that makes you shine and stand out and just your unique self. Understand that your talents and your skills may trigger them. Your natural abilities and your developed expertise, they may lack, and it's triggering. It could be your relationships and connections, your strong friendships, your loving family, or your supportive partner. It could be your opportunities and advantages that you have, the accesses that you have to resources, mentorship, and other privileges. So let's unpack that. How in the world can jealousy manifest? That's deep. It manifests through backhanded compliments. Have you ever done something great and you've gotten a backhanded compliment? It's an insult disguised as a praise. Please keep your backhanded compliments. They're not welcome. It manifests through gossip and rumors, spreading negativity behind your back. Yeah, the gossip police. And they also try to minimize your accomplishments. They downplay your achievements, or they suggest they were due to luck. You're so lucky, or external factors. The jealousy is strong. It manifests through competition and one-upmanship, constantly trying to outperform you, or they compare themselves to you and your life, and you guys are totally different in two different lanes. It also manifests through sabotage, actively trying to undermine your efforts or prevent you from succeeding, as if you're blind, as if you can't see it. Get real. Here are some effective strategies for dealing with jealous people. Acknowledge the situation. You're not crazy. Recognize that the other person's behavior is likely rooted in their own insecurities, doubts, and unbeliefs, and it's not a reflection of your personal worth. And you want to work on setting healthy boundaries. I'm big on my boundaries. So you want to limit your interactions with the person if their behavior is consistently negative. Keep it short, keep it light, keep it cordial, keep it professional, and keep it moving. Do not entertain that consistently negative or toxic behavior. And don't engage in their negativity. Avoid getting drawn into arguments, gossip, or other unproductive interactions. I'm sure you have something much better to do with your time than to entertain low vibrational, jealous people. And focus on your own path. Don't let others' jealousy distract you from your goals and your dreams. It's all about you. Keep your eyes on the prize. They're just noise, background noise. That's all that is. And practice empathy from a distance. Try to understand where the other person's jealousy might be coming from, but don't take on their emotional baggage. So let me say that again. Try to understand where the other person may be coming from. Do not take on their emotional baggage. Their jealousy roots from things in them, unresolved issues that have absolutely nothing to do with you. They are coming to you because you have something that they admire, you have something that they lack, and you have something that they haven't put in the work to get. So understand that you are in no position to take on their emotional baggage. Stay focused and keep your eyes on the prize. Always remain confident and keep your chin up, head high. Don't let the negativity bring you down. They have their own internal baggage to deal with. So don't let it bring you down. Maintain your confidence at all times and do not let others' negativity diminish your self-worth or make you doubt your abilities. Seek support if you need to talk to someone you trust that can help you process your feelings and gain perspective. Because sometimes that person that you speak with that's on the outside of that situation, and they may not even know the person that's hating on you, that's being jealous, they can see things through a different lens and immediately pick up on that person being a hater and being jealous of you. So always be open to seeking support from a trusted, logical friend, hearing their perspective. And whatever you do, don't let them dim your light. Your success is not a threat to others. Continue to shine brightly and pursue your dreams at all costs. Dealing with jealous people can be challenging, but it's important to remember that their behavior is a reflection of their own internal landscape, not a reflection of you. So they have more landscaping to do. So focus on your journey, stay true to yourself, and don't let others' negativity dim your light. You shine bright like a diamond and give them front row seats to continue to watch you be successful. That's right. So let today's episode be a beacon of guidance if you're dealing with any negative people, any jealous people, any envious people. Being the chosen one in any context, whether it's your career, your community, or your personal relationships, is both a blessing and also a challenge. While your unique qualities may inspire admiration, they also spark jealousy. Know that they can bring out jealousy in others, and they're creating hurdles that can be as personal as they are unexpected. So understand how to navigate this complex dynamics of being in the spotlight. It's not about diminishing your light or shrinking down to others to make them feel comfortable because they're so insecure. It's about learning to shine with grace, resilience, and wisdom. And it's so many strategies, so many reflections, and so many resources that we can explore on how to recognize the signs of jealousy. But most importantly, focus on maintaining those healthy boundaries that I mentioned and remain steadfast in your purpose, because jealousy is a natural human emotion, but it becomes problematic when it disrupts relationships or undermines your confidence. As the chosen one, you have the power to transform these challenges into opportunities for growth, both for yourself and for those around you. So you want to continue to cultivate that empathy without compromising your well-being, and respond to that envy with a balance of kindness and assertiveness. So it's a way to deal with the haters. At the heart, it's about empowerment. It's about embracing your unique path, celebrating your achievements, and refusing to let external negativity diminish your joy. So I hope you feel fully equipped and have all the tools to deal with jealousy in a graceful, articulate way. Continue to shine bright and be the exceptional individual that you are. This is definitely a transformation journey. It's a new year and so many great opportunities to explore. So don't let those challenges or negative people get in your way. Use it as a form of motivation and stepping stones to keep your light shining brightly, no matter what people say. Because remember this, validation is for parking. So your focus should not be on how others perceive you, how jealous they are, how negative they may be. They can't stop the hustle. They can't stop your success. They can't take away your blessing. What is for you is for you. So take a moment to reflect. Have you ever encountered jealousy from others? And how did you handle it? What did you learn from that experience? There are so many ways, but remember to react with empathy and always be gracious. Always remember that your ambition, your light, your uniqueness, your talent, it comes with a lot of things, a lot of extraordinary opportunities, but also unique challenges. Jealousy from others can be disheartening, but it doesn't have to derail your path. Instead, it can serve as a mirror to your strength, resilience, and the ability to rise above the negativity. And I just want to make sure that you explore the complexities of envy and reflect. Take some time to reflect on that, how those things manifest in personal and professional relationships. As we discussed the importance of maintaining your boundaries, cultivating empathy, and refusing to let external pressures diminish your inner light. Shine bright. You've learned that being the chosen one means not just bearing the weight of others' expectations, but also celebrating your unique gifts unapologetically. So the tools and the strategies that we discussed today in this podcast is really reflective on what you need to navigate the delicate balance between staying true to yourself and managing the dynamics of envy. Remember, the goal is not to suppress your brilliance, but to wear it with humanity and courage. By doing so, you can inspire others while protecting your own inner peace. Also, as you choose to move forward, understand that jealousy, the challenges that come with it, it's a reflection of unfulfilled desires in others. So use your knowledge to strengthen your empathy without sacrificing your self-worth, and understand that this journey is yours and there is no amount of external negativity that can dim your light. You were meant to shine bright, so shine bright like a diamond, and don't let negative people or negative influences get in your way of all of your goals and all of your aspirations. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, your self-worth is not determined by others' opinions or their insecurities. Validation is for parking. So keep shining brightly, stay focused on your path, and don't let jealousy dim your light. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.